Good to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 And I know that we're many that were touched with, filled with the Holy Spirit last week, a little bit shy today, but praise God for the pouring of the Holy Spirit upon our lives, and just really encourage you just to really keep pressing through in the things of God and allowing God to stir your heart. Let's just pray before we open the Word. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're a mighty God, you're an awesome God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've filled us with your Spirit, Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is resident within us. We thank you for the life that we have, Lord, the power that we have, the authority that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, this day, Lord, as we open your Word, Lord, that you'll just speak to us through your Word, Lord. And Father, let us have attentive ears to, Lord, what you want to say to us this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's good to be in the presence of the Lord, as I said. This morning, we're continuing on with our theme on fire, and talked about last week about the power of Pentecost, which really was seen as the birthday of the church. You had 120 gathered and then more than 3,000 people in one day coming into the kingdom of God, and really the birth of the church, the power of the Holy Spirit being poured out. And I want to speak to us this morning about hearing the voice of the Spirit, being able to hear from the Holy Spirit what the Lord is saying to us. And every one of us wants to be able to be confident in hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I really want to speak about this morning. And there's nothing that we talk about being on fire. There's nothing that will invoke passion, that will stir the desire, that will cause your spirit to rise, to have that fire burning passionately in your heart, is than to hear, having heard the voice of God. When God speaks to you, there's something that within you that just ignites, something that is so strong and something that no one is going to be able to put out. No one is going to be able to put a dampener on it. No one's going to try to extinguish that. When God has spoken to us, there's something that burns so powerfully and so strong in our heart. And my challenge to every one of us this morning, I trust that each of us are going to understand how the Lord is talking to us, and that you're hearing the voice of God, and the passion of the Lord will be upon your heart. If you find that the things of God have started to wane in your life, you found that the things have started to take second place, the things have started to come aside, I would say the reason is because you haven't been listening to the voice of God. You haven't heard the voice of God. You hear the voice of God, and there's a passion and there's a fire that's ignited within your heart. And this morning, my encouragement to all of us is about to hear what the Spirit is saying. You hear from the voice of God, and then you will not be steeped in mediocrity. You will not be ones that were maybe double-minded. You'd be ones that are single-minded with such a fire and such a passion in our heart. When we hear the voice of God, there's something that stirs within our heart. And we know the story of Moses. In Exodus chapter 3 is the story of Moses. And we just want to read this little verse from Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 to 4. It says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flames," him being appeared to Moses in the flames of the fire from within a bush. "Moses saw through the bush, saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up," which is quite an amazing thing. If you've ever seen lightning strike a tree, the fire tree catches on fire, it burns up. Remember once we had our carols, we used to have carols here in Errington Reserve many, many years ago. And while we have the carols on, some clever person decided, wouldn't it be interesting to get one of these candles and set one of the trees on fire? And man, that tree caught on fire, and we had the fire brigade coming and roaring across the cricket pitch, which would have been the delight of the cricket club, I'm sure, and to put out this fire. But that tree burned. When a tree catches on fire, it burns. We have bushfires, a tree burns, but this tree was not burning. So Moses saw, though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I'll go over and I'll see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." He probably thought, "Wow, what's this? This is amazing. There's this bush," and he's just watching it, and this bush is burning, and he's watching this bush, but it just keeps going. The same intensity, doesn't wane. It's not getting consumed by the fire. And so when the Lord saw that he'd gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And so out of this fire that is burning, then the voice of the Lord comes forth. And he says, "Moses, take your shoes off. This is holy ground." And he does, and turns his face away. He doesn't want to look on God. But the voice of the Lord is coming through the fire. And later on in Deuteronomy chapter 4, we read with the children of Israel. And here's the recounting the story here. Deuteronomy 4, 11 to 12. It says, "You came near," he's talking about the children of Israel, "and you stood at the foot of the mountain while it blazed with fire to the very heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words but saw no form. There was only a voice. And so there's this fire, the mountain blazing with fire, and then the voice of the Lord is coming forth powerfully out of fire. And that's when the Lord comes and decrees the Ten Commandments, and they get written down, chiseled on the tablets. And then that was Mark 1. Again, as we know that they had the golden calf, Moses had to go and get the Ten Commandments again. This time the Lord himself wrote the commandments with his very finger. But out of the fire came the voice of God. And that's how the Lord would speak to them, out of the fire. But see, now we've got to understand that when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is within us, he said, I baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit is within our own heart. And so every one of us has now within us the capacity to hear from the voice of God. We don't need a bush to catch on fire, something dramatic to get our attention that we hear out of the fire. We don't need a blazing mountain where the Lord is speaking. The children of Israel are just too scared to go near this mountain. So Moses, you go and you tell us what's going on. We're just too scared. We have the fire of the Holy Spirit within our hearts, every one of us. And every one of us has the capacity and the ability to be hearing from God, to hear what God is saying, to know what God is doing. And even in the circumstances of life, which sometimes it just doesn't make sense, that God can speak clarity, can cut through the confusion, that let the Lord speak and let him talk directly into your heart, into your life and your circumstances, because that's what the Lord does and that's what he's doing for each and every one of us. And Jesus actually said about the Holy Spirit talking to us in John 16:13, he said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears and will tell you what is yet to come. The Holy Spirit is talking to us. The Father in heaven and the mind, there's a unity within the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the heart of God is communicated to us by the Holy Spirit. And you know, he says that, Jesus is saying that, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, and we know the Holy Spirit was given, well, when Christ ascended, he said, I'm not going to leave you on your own. And then we had the day of Pentecost. We said that 10 days later, when the day of Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit was poured upon them. He said, I'm not going to leave you on your own. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. The Holy Spirit talking and communicating with us. And in Luke 12:11, this talks about when we before authorities. Now, not many of us are going to get dragged off in front of the rulers of a synagogue or talk in front of a president or a prime minister. But whoever it is that intimidates you, whether it's your boss at work or whether it's your neighbor or some kid at school or whatever it is, whenever you have to talk in front of people, he says, when you're brought before the synagogues, rulers and authorities, don't worry about how you defend yourself or what you will say. Some people are so scared to share their faith. Well, I don't know what to say. Then realize that you have the power of the Holy Spirit within you. You have a fire, and he wants to speak out of that fire that's within you, and he wants to communicate the things of God and the heart of God to people. Don't worry about how you defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. And so we have an ability, we have a power in the Holy Spirit that we're able to know what God wants to say. If you want to see someone's life touched, be able to speak the word of God right into their heart, right into their circumstances, very powerfully, we have the ability to do that. We don't need a burning bush, we don't need a flaming mountain. We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us, so we're able to know and hear the word of God and hear what God is saying, and then we're able to speak that forth. But I want to talk about that this day, because a lot of people struggle with that. They struggle with hearing the voice of God. Now, Jesus made this statement in John 10, and I'll read this to us. John 10:27, he said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My sheep, they listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Or some translations, my sheep hear my voice. And they know, I know them, and they follow me. And so if we're going to be followers of Jesus Christ, we've already heard from the Word of God, which has been made manifest to us, and the Word of God has been given to us, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got the letters of the epistles. We have the Word of God that's been given to us. We've got the Word of God, and that speaks to us. But if we're going to be followers every day, we need to hear what the Lord is saying to us. Now, I'm not talking about going crazy where people say, Lord, open up their wardrobe, Lord, tell me, shall I wear the blue one this day or the red one, Lord? I honestly don't think God cares what colour you're wearing. He's not fussed about that. And some people can go overboard. I'm not talking about going overboard, but hearing what God is saying, directing your life. Lord, what should I do? What career should I have? What job should I have? What should I do? What choices should I make? How should I handle this situation? Because this situation is beyond my own ability to figure out, because I don't know what is the right thing to do. I'm not sure of what the answer is, Lord. Lord, I need your guidance in this. I need you to lead me in this, Lord. I need to hear your voice in this. And we want to be ones that are able to do that. But he says, my sheep listen to my voice. And some people have read that and say, well, wow. You know, if I'm honest with myself, and I've had people tell me this, that, look, if I'm honest, I don't really hear from God. They don't hear from God, and they struggle with hearing what the Lord is saying. And then some people then, they read a verse like this and say, well, hang on, if I can't really hear from God, if I'm struggling in hearing the things of God, then maybe the reason is because maybe I'm not really one of his sheep. But maybe there's something in my life that because of that, I'm not really qualified, I'm not really saved, or not really one of his child, and they get into this spiral of confusion and despair. The scripture says, you know, we are his children because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We've accepted Christ into our life. His death and resurrection is the thing that's guaranteed that we are the children of the living God, that we are his sheep, we are the ones who belong for him, and therefore, because we are, we're going to hear his voice. But don't struggle with it. Don't think, oh, it's because I'm unworthy. I'll tell us why we don't hear sometime. I'm going to go through that in just a moment. But know who you are. We've just seen, he's a good, good father. And that's who he is. And it says, and I'm loved of him. That's who I am. And that word was prophetically come. Some people struggle with saying that. I'm loved by my father. We need to know that. You need to know that there's a loving Father who is communicating, wanting to talk to us. God is not like people. Sometimes I've heard of situations where a husband and wife, they have an argument, and the most crazy thing that they do, I'm not talking to you. They give each other the cold shoulder. I've heard of couples that haven't spoken to each other for a week, and I don't know how they could bear that. But they just don't talk to one another. Or people that get estranged from families, I'm not talking to them anymore. I'm not talking to them. How can you ever resolve anything if there's no communication? How can you ever bring change if there's no discourse, if there's no heart-to-heart going on? But people will do that, as crazy as it is, but God is never like that. God never gives you the cold shoulder. He never says, oh, you've sinned, not talking to you today. He's not like that. He's actually always there. He's a good, good Father who loves us, and he's always talking to us, always communicating to us. He doesn't have you're in my bad books. Not, he never turns his back on us. And even if we do something wrong, he's there. Remember when we were sinners, when we were the most object of his wrath, when we were most repulsive to God, at the time when we needed a Savior, Christ died for us. He opened his arms to us. His arms are always open to us. He's always ready to receive us, and he always wants to speak to us. We've been singing the song about hearing the whispers in the nighttime, hearing the Lord talking to us. And that's the heart of God, that we are people that are full of the Spirit of God, but we hear the voice of God, hear him talking to us. God wants to talk to us and is talking to us. And so if you think, well, gee whiz, I'm not really hearing from God, don't allow the devil to come and think, oh, well, it's because you're not really his sheep. That's nonsense. You've given your heart to Jesus Christ. You're a follower of Jesus Christ. You committed your life to Christ. You received forgiveness for your sins. You repented of those sins. You've orientated your life to follow him and to love him, to serve him, to honor him. You received the salvation, the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Your sins are dealt with. Your position in Christ is secure. And therefore, because of these things, then because of that, you're able to hear from the voice of God. You're able to hear him talking in your life. But if ever I see people drifting, and what causes people to drift, sometimes you wonder, gee whiz, what happened? How can someone drift away from their position? How can they drift away from the things of God? It's because haven't heard the voice of God. You hear the voice of God and something burns so strongly within you that you will not be dissuaded from what God has spoken to us. And so my sheep, they hear, they listen, they know his voice. Do you know the voice of God today? Because I'm telling you, if you can't, it's not because you're not a child of God. You're loved of Him. That's who you are. That's who you are. That is who you are. And we have a Father that is always there for us. And He's talking to us and revealing His heart to us, towards us, but also things that he has for us, assignments that He wants to give us. Help us, guide us in the circumstances where you just think, Lord, I don't know what I should do in this. Lord, tell me what to do. And some of you may have even cried that, said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this, Lord. And then you've cried out to God and then you feel like I still didn't hear anything. Maybe that's you this morning. I want to talk about that. Why does it seem like that? Because I tell you today that God is always communicating to us. He doesn't have a bad day. You know, we talk about being passionate. But see, we can have some days where you feel, whoa, fantastically, I'm on fire today. And the next day I think, oh no, can't be time to get up in the morning, surely. And we're going to have emotions that come and go. Our moods are going to swing this way and that. But God is always there. He's full on. He's always there. And He's talking to us. And we've got to be able to hear His voice. So what happens? Why don't we? See, the question is, I think a lot of the times is that we're just simply not listening to God. We're not actually listening to Him. And if you don't listen to someone, it's no surprise you don't hear what they're saying. And if you've ever had a conversation with someone, you're talking to someone and you're talking to them and you're saying something, but you know they're not really listening. You know, what they really do is they're just ready to say the next thing. That's all they've got in their mind. This is what I'm going to say. And what you're saying is just blah, 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 noise. And they're just waiting. Okay, now I can say what. Have you ever experienced that? And you know the person's doing that. And it frustrates you because they're not listening to a word you say. They're just waiting for their place to say their bit. They just want to jump in. But see, many of us are like that with God. God is speaking to us, but we're not really listening. We're just wanting to say, Lord, I need this. Give me that. Do this. Do that, Lord. Bringing our list. Lord, here's my request, Lord. Here's my shopping list of prayer, Lord. These are the things. And we go, amen, off we go. The Lord says, hang on a minute. I was trying to tell you something there. And we don't actually listen. And some of us don't do that. We get so crowded in life that we don't actually listening to what God is saying. That's the number one cause, I would say, where people don't hear from God is because they just simply don't listen. Sometimes people are too scared to listen because they're worried about what God is going to say. Because maybe there's some sin or some area that's in your life that you've been holding on to that and you think, hang on, if I listen to God, I know He's going to put His finger on that and I don't really want to go there. I don't want to deal with that. Well, if even in that word that came through this morning, if we're like that, we're saying, Lord, I don't want to listen because I know You don't like me doing this. You don't like me going down doing the pokies. You don't like me doing this, Lord. And if I listen, I know You're going to convict me of that. And because You don't want to be convicted, I'm just not going to listen because I know God's going to touch that area of my life. I don't really want to surrender to Him. But if we have a surrendered life and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. Lord, You talk to me. And Lord, if there's adjustments that I need to make within my own heart and life, Lord, I want to do that. Because, Lord, I want to live a life that honors You, Lord. Lord, because I love You, Lord. And I know You're such a good Father. And so, Lord, if You need to bring correction, if You need to direct me, Lord, then I'll hear that, Lord. I'll listen to that. And so we got to have a heart that we want to listen to what God says to us. Some people are afraid that if I listen to God, He's going to send me off as a missionary to Africa. And some people do listen to God, and He does send them as a missionary to Africa. Good on you, Shirley. Amen. For some people, the idea of actually listening to God terrifies them because God might ask them to do something that they don't want to do, something that's inconvenient, something that's inopportune, something that's sacrificial, something that costs them of something. Heaven forbid that we have to do something like that that'll cost me in however it's going to cost me. And so rather than listen to that, no, it's safer not to listen. You know, I'm not gonna listen. You know, it's safer if I don't. Some people a little bit like that, but our heart is to be ones that say, "No, Lord, I'm listening. I want to hear what God is saying, because that's the only way to have a truly fulfilling life is to live the life that God has called you to be everything that God has created you to be." Everything He's made you to be. And the only way you're ever going to do that is to hear what the Lord is saying, allowing Him to direct your path. And as I said, you know, it's not little things about, you know, what colour shirt you're going to wear or whatever. This is the stuff of life. But it's just the decisions you have to make. Maybe there's some important decisions you have to make. Maybe there's relationship issues, and I don't know really how to tackle this, Lord, and allow the Lord to guide you in that, to give you the wisdom, the sensitivity. You know, if you want to be wise, then listen to the Spirit of God. You want wisdom to crown your life, then you listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And in fact, as you read through the Song of Solomon's, when it talks about wisdom crying out in the streets, and wisdom really is the voice of the Holy Spirit talking. That's really what wisdom is, if you read through that. Wisdom in life, wisdom in circumstances. And so we want to be ones that are actually listening. So one of the reasons why people don't hear from God is they simply do not listen. I'll talk about listening in a moment. If you're listening, you'll hear me say that. Amen? We'll talk about listening in a little moment. But one of the things is that makes it hard is it's just too many loud voices. Too many loud voices. And that's why sometimes it makes it really hard to hear. It's too much noise. And one of the loudest noise that you'll ever hear is the voice of your own emotion. That is the loudest voice that you will ever hear, your own emotion. And if you're going through a hard time and you're struggling, it's like your emotions are almost screaming a loud voice within you. When you're under pressure, when you're under stress, when you're overwhelmed, the loudest voice that you can hear, if you're not listening to the Lord, is the voice of your emotions. And people that just listen to the voice of their emotions get all caught up. And the thing about listening to your emotions is that there's a spiraling effect there. You allow your emotions. Now, just so one thing, there's nothing wrong with emotions. God created them. But they're supposed to come under subjection even to the Holy Spirit. We have self-control. And self-control is not just, I'm not going to drink that beer because, you know, the Lord doesn't want me to do that. It's actually controlling my emotional responses as well. So that we're not prone to fits of anger or outbursts or just spewing out or whatever else, because there's the Holy Spirit, there's the spirit of control within our life. But sometimes it's just the emotions and the noise, the pressure can seem so loud that's the only thing that we can hear. And sometimes people find themselves in that where they just become like that. And what happens is when you're listening to your emotions, you can become very self-absorbed. You can suddenly become and shift to become the center of the universe when you listen to your emotions, because everything is how it affects you. Everything is how does it affect me? Everything how it affects me. When my emotions start running riot and the loudest voice that I hear, then I'm processing everything in my life according to how it affects me. I become the center of you, the universe. How does this affect me? And as a consequence of that is that I can fall into the place where then I start, because of all the pressure and the noise, and because I'm not actually, I've come unsatisfied, because you will be unsatisfied if you're not listening to the voice of God. There will be not a godly unsatisfaction as in a hunger, but there'll be a dissatisfaction generally within your heart, because your emotions are so loud and there's something not connecting, and that's the connection with the Lord, because the emotions are there. And then we can allow that to overflow, where we start to become critical of other people. We can start blaming people. We can start being really negative, because that's the only voice that we hear is our own emotion, maybe the pain that's attached with that. And it affects our whole life. It affects our relationships. And the thing that we really need is to be able to see that the emotions just come down and allow the voice of the Spirit to come up. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But we've got to be really careful about allowing your emotions to be the loudest voice. If we are men and women of God, you know, we are ones that are led by the Spirit of God. See, sometimes we use our humanity, the fact that, look, I'm only human. We use our humanity, the fact that we're only human, we use that as an excuse to walk in the flesh. Oh, well, I'm only human. You know, I got really angry at him. Well, I'm only human. We use that as an excuse to walk in the flesh, but rather we should say, no, I'm filled with the Spirit of God. I'm saved and I'm filled with the Spirit of God. And we use that as the catalyst to actually walk in the Spirit. And don't make that excuse. Now, none of us are perfect, and we're all going to, you know, the Scripture says, if you think you're without sin, we'll wake up, because the reality is we all fall in many ways, the Scripture says, but if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. He tells us those things. But don't allow your emotions to run riot. When you find that that's the loudest voice that you can hear, That's a time when you need to do in a moment and talk about really quietening ourselves. But while your emotions are screaming in your ear, it is really hard to hear the voice of God. Better not to let your emotions get to that stage. Better to stay in communion with the Lord and listening to his voice, because there's nothing more soothing, more comforting, more reassuring than to hear the voice of the Father, to hear the Holy Spirit just talking and whispering in your ear, you're my child, that I love you. You're going to make it. You're going to get through this. I'm with you. I've not abandoned you. You're not walking through this on your own, that you're my child. That's who you are. That's who you are. And then a perspective comes in, because when your emotions are running right, you lose all sense of perspective. Everything, the whole sky's falling in, the world's falling apart, my life's falling apart, everything's disastrous. Woe is me when my emotions are out of control. Don't let that be the loudest voice that we hear, is our emotions. We've got to be careful. That's one of the reasons. The other things that causes people to not hear the voice of God is the cry of self-doubt within our hearts. And I'm saying self-doubt more than doubting God, because I think all of us, we sing he's a good, good father, and I think we actually believe that. I think we really believe he is a good God. Irrespective of what happens around us, whatever happens to us, we know fundamentally that God is a good God. We don't understand everything that happens. We don't even understand the reason why. We don't understand how it all fits together, but he is a good, good God. He's a good Father. We know that. And so why do we struggle? One of the reasons we're doubting is I don't think we're actually doubting God. I don't think we're actually doubting his heart towards us. But what we do doubt is our own ability to hear from God. We get caught in this place of self-doubt where we become paralyzed and we don't seem to be able to go forward or back or go anywhere, because we're living in this realm of self-doubt where we actually doubt our ability to hear from God. And as I said, sometimes it's a sense of false unworthiness, because you're worthy by the blood of Jesus Christ, not because what you did or didn't do. It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So he's talking to us. He's our Father. We're his children. But we sometimes doubt that, and we get caught in this little thing of, oh, was it me or was it not? You know, or was it the pizza that I had last night or the chicken wings? Or what was it? You know, what was this? We get caught in this where we think, and we get caught in, oh, I don't know whether it was God, whether it was me. So we need to know, be able to know the difference. It is a little hard sometimes to discern the voice of God, because quite often the voice of God, even as you look at Samuel, when Samuel was with Eli, Samuel would wake up in the morning, this voice would cry out to him and saying, Samuel, Samuel. He'd run out of bed and said, Eli, you called me. And he said, go back to sleep, I didn't call you, kid. And goes in, Samuel, the Lord says, Samuel, Samuel. He runs, Eli, you're playing a joke on me. Come on, you're calling me. He said, I didn't call you. Third time he goes there and he says, look, God's probably talking to you. Just sit down and listen to what God is saying. And he does that, and God speaks very clearly to Samuel. It can sound a little bit like our own voice sometimes. It's hard to discern. But again, how are we going to filter out? How do I know? Or is it me? Is it God? Or worse, is it the devil? Well, I think that we should know whether it's the devil. If the devil pops a thought into your heart, it's going to cut across the very things upon you. It's going to be an obtrusive thought. It's just going to be a cutting thing that comes across. Think, whoa, where did that come from? It'll bring a disturbance within your heart and your spirit. You think, oh, no way. Sometimes you feel, gee whiz, I feel bad. How could I think that? Well, you didn't think that. The devil popped that in there. And so what you do is you just reject that. Say, no, I reject that in Jesus' name. I reject that in the name of Jesus Christ. And so the thing is, Satan will pop that little thing in your mind, and then you'll come along and go, ah, what did you just think? He's supposed to be a Christian. Ah, this is what you just thought. Ah. He put it there, and then he condemned you for it. You get that thought pop in, you know, because it's out of line with the Word of God. It's not an uplifting, upbuilding thing. It's a condemning thing. It's a judgmental thing. It's a critical thing. However it comes across, or a lustful thing, or however that thing comes into your mind, you cut off and say, no. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't accept that. And so we know that. You're able to discern that if the devil. Where we struggle is, was it me or was it God? And again, we can test it from the fruit of the word. If you're praying, your heart is, you're in worship. See, you know, there was a challenge, you know, what God is saying to us. What an opportunity to hear from God. Because when you're in the presence of God, whether you're at home, whether you're driving in the car, whether you're washing the dishes, whether you're at church, your heart is in a heart attitude of worship, just loving God, loving Him. And then, you know, just that attitude of prayer, you know, washing the dishes, whatever it is. And then your heart is directed to God, your thoughts are directed to God, and something drops into your spirit. Now, it's not something that you were necessarily thinking about. So one of the things is, if it's something that we have done, it's done from a thought process where you started, you know, I've been thinking about this, and so you're thinking about this thing, and then I'm starting to think about this as like a chain, a sequence in our mind. Great way, if you have trouble sleeping, by the way, is to think, how did I start thinking about this, and rewind your brain backwards. You'll be asleep before you know it. It's a little technique that some people use. But if things that are from ourselves are usually in our own thought processes. We've been thinking about it. I'm thinking about, gee whiz, you know, I've got a financial problem, and really, I don't know what I'm going to do about this financial problem. And then you end up, you conclude, maybe if I robbed a bank. Now, I tell you, that wasn't from the Lord, okay? That wasn't the Lord. And so through there are no natural thought processes. Now, it could be good. You could actually think of a good solution, and so it could be either way. But something that's born of the Spirit of God will come into our heart, and I'll tell us there's a number of ways that that comes. But when we hear the voice of God in our heart, when the Lord speaks to us, there's just a peace that comes with that. And it's a deep peace when God puts something. It might even be scary, like being a missionary in Africa, something that maybe might have caused you to freak out, but there's a peace that comes with that. Part of the fruit, when the Lord has spoken to you, there's just a peace with that. The Lord comes to us, it's like a gentle whisper, the scripture tells us. His voice, it's a still small voice, the scripture says. It says there in 1 Kings 19:12, after the fire came a gentle whisper. It's a still small voice, it says in the old King James. It's a gentle whisper, the voice of the Lord. And the Lord will come and just talk to us, and it brings peace to us, our heart. The scripture says He's not the author of confusion. And so when the Lord speaks, it'll be uplifting. It'll be a positive thing. There'll be that aha moment. Oh, yes, of course, Lord, staring me in the face. And then the Lord just reveals it to it. And so the way that it comes to us like that, the manner of that, in human thoughts, processes, you've been thinking about it and you just logically come up with some sort of an answer, which may be a good one or a bad one. But when the Lord, and so again, it's important what you're doing at the time, where your focus is. If your heart is toward the Lord and you're just loving Him, worshiping, you may be praying, not whatever, maybe reading His word or whatever, the Lord would drop something in our heart. And again, if that's not happening to you, because maybe you're not praying or maybe you're not opening the word, you're not, your heart isn't open to that. See, the Lord speaks to us in a number of ways. One of the ways is obviously through the Word of God. The Scripture says that the Word of God is God-breathed. So the Holy Spirit is, in writing the Bible, putting the Bible together, the Word of God is like the breath of the Spirit has gone into that, into the Word of God, in the creating and the writing of the Word of God. And then it's the breath of the Holy Spirit that then breathes the Word of God upon our life. It's a living Word, the Scripture tells us. So He breathes the Word of God upon our heart and upon our life, and it becomes alive and real for me, and He can speak to me clearly through a passage of Scripture. I remember when, and I thought, maybe God, You want me to be a missionary. I just wanted to serve the Lord with my life. I didn't care how, where, in whatever way I wanted to serve the Lord. And I was praying, and I was open for it. I would have gone to Africa, no worries. I would have gone anywhere on this planet, and just really praying, Lord, maybe, Lord, do You want me to be a missionary, Lord? And Lord, just really speak to me. And I'm reading the Word, and bang, jumps out of Jeremiah, says, I'm not sending you to a people of another language and people who don't speak your language. I thought, oh, okay. The way that that came to me in prayer and just reading the Word of God, that answered that for me. No, I'm not sending you to be a full-time, you know, life missionary. The Lord spoke to me clearly through the Word of God, and the Lord can direct us through that. A lot of the stuff of life is really clearly laid out in the Scripture. We make it so complicated when we just have to read the Bible. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Very clear, very obvious, many of the things in life. Other ways that the Lord talks to us is, and for me, most of the way I hear from the Lord, it's just like an impression of my heart. It's just, the Lord just, hard to explain, but like He just drops something and like He puts it there. He just puts it there. You know, some people hear an audible voice. They actually hear, Chris, do this. And, ooh, I haven't had that. Some people have had that. But for most people, and for me anyway, most of the time it's an impression that's implanted on my heart. And when something makes an impression, you push your hand on something, you know, on a piece of Play-Doh or something, you push it down, there's an impression that's left there. And that's how sometimes the Lord will do that. He just puts that impression on the heart. Sometimes you drop something into your heart. And I praise God for that because my memory is not always so fantastic. The Lord will just drop something into me. Oh, ring so-and-so. Oh, yeah. Bang. And I wasn't thinking about it. And it wasn't just my brilliance and memory because I don't remember a lot of stuff. But the Lord just drops into my heart. And I praise God for that. And God will tell us, and you know, I've rung somebody at a critical time. Someone drops me on their heart, and I ring them and find out it's a critical time in their life, and God does something at that time. And so we can just have that sense of God. But it's what is the posture of our heart at the time? You know, are we just in that place? You know, and again, you can still just be doing normal stuff, and God can still speak to you. But, you know, if you're in the middle of sinning, don't expect God to talk to you in the middle of your sin. If you're overwhelmed with emotion, you're not going to hear. We need to learn how to still that. So we need to listen to that. The other thing that sometimes can make it hard to hear the voice of God is where you've got people, the voice of mockers, those that want to bring you down. Because you'll find in life there's always people that want to bring you down. There'll always be people who want to bring you down. People out of their own insecurity, their own self-doubt, they'll try to bring you down to push themselves up. And you're going to face that. You'll face it in the workplace. You'll face it in all different spheres of your life. There'll be all those that are mockers. You know, you think of Nehemiah when they're building the wall. You had, you know, Tobiah and Sanballat come and say, "This wall that you're building, even a little fox ran up on it, it'd fall down." And see, some people listen to the voices that'll try to bring you down. And there are voices that will try to bring you down. The voices that will try to bring discouragement to you. Ones that will, and if you listen to those things, it will sap the very life out of you. And don't listen to that. Say, hang on, no, Lord, I'm orientating myself. I'm listening to what you're saying, not what the naysayers are saying, not what the voice of mockers. And you'll find that, you know, if you're at university, if you're at school or whatever circumstance, there'll be plenty of people there actively and aggressively bringing you down. You're a Christian. You be a Christian in your workplace. You're going to have people that are actively and aggressively trying to bring you down, even as the whole body of Christ is under assault in this nation in an unprecedented way. And there'll be plenty of people trying to bring us down, but we don't listen to the voice of mockers. What we want to do is listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And look, it isn't that really hard. As I said, the main problem is that we're not really listening. Or maybe it is that our emotions are so loud. And one of the things we need to do is to develop the practice of the skill, if you like, of just quietening ourselves before the Lord. Just to sit in the Lord's presence. Some of us have got so many things going in our brain that you never even have time to think, let alone to have time just to listen, just to be quiet ourselves, still ourselves before the Lord. We need to do that. You need times where you just lay aside everything else and you're in the presence of the Lord. You maybe had some Christian music on, but if that is distracting Christian music because you start singing and humming along and that's good for a time, but maybe if you just a quiet time where you just, you know, people talk about having a quiet time, which is often very noisy, but just stilling your spirit and then just listen. The scripture says, it says here in Psalm 46:10, he says, "Be still and know that I am God." Stilling your heart is really critical to be hearing from God. Remember, he's the gentle whisper to still your heart. And think, well, what about all the stuff, all the problems, the pain, everything else? Well, one of the great ways of shutting down the voice of your emotions and the confusion and upset and anger and whatever it might be, spend time praying in tongues. We talked about that. And pray in tongues and allow the force and the intensity of your spirit to come forth as you're praying in the spirit. You'll find as you're praying in the spirit, and as we said last week, the Holy Spirit who knows all things, he knows the heart of God and he searches our heart, and we're praying in the spirit. That's one of the most powerful ways of just seeing your emotions just coming down. And when you're all head up and upset or whatever, you're praying in the spirit, you'll find that they come down. The voice of your emotions comes down as you spend time praying in the spirit, and do that. Sometimes I've had to do that. I just got to pray in tongues because my own emotion wants to come up, and I just got to pray. And I'm praying in my spirit, and just like everything else seems to come down and down, 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 and then I'm in that place where I'm lifted up in the Spirit and I'm able then to hear, well, what, God, what are you saying in this situation? So do that. That's really important to do that. But take time. If you don't spend time to listen, you'll never hear. The Holy Spirit is talking to us all the time, and we need to listen. We need to still our voice. And in 1 Samuel 3:10, as I mentioned Samuel, and this is what Eli said to Samuel, and so Samuel did what Eli told him to do. The Lord came and stood there, calling as other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And we need to posture our life that we live a life that is postured in such a way that our heart is, "Lord, speak, your servant is listening." To have that, to walk in that. That's what walking in the Spirit's about. It's even not even just occasions. Every now and again, it's positioning or posturing our life that, Lord, that our heart is always ready. "Lord, speak, your servant is listening." And that's really the challenge of this morning, is to posture yourself. If you're not hearing from God, don't. It's not because you're not worthy. It's not because you're not really his child. You are by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are saved. And he's your father. You're his child. And the Holy Spirit is in your life. He's talking to us. He wants to communicate with us. So don't be robbed of that. If your emotions are just there and you think, "Gee, was it such a long time since I heard from the Lord," then I'd spend some time. Take time in the Lord's presence. Pray in tongues if you need to, because there's so much noise of just praying in the Spirit. Just see those things come down. And then you say, "Lord, just speak. Your servant is listening." But then to live with that posture, because the Lord's going to talk to us at times when you're not necessarily doing that, you know, physically saying, "Lord, okay, I've got 10 minutes, I'm just going to be quiet, Lord, Lord, what do you want to tell me now?" The Lord might want to tell you something on the fly. You know, it might be a life or death situation. It might be whatever circumstance that it's in. And so to posture yourself and say, so you live a life which is, "Lord, speak, I'm listening." And I pray that the Lord begins to align our hearts today. We know that we don't need a bush. So some people always want something dramatic. "Oh, the Lord, if you give me a burning bush, then I'm off to Africa." There's no denying the burning bush, Lord. You said, "Go to Africa, or I'm on the plane," because there's a burning bush. We all want the bush. We want everything. You know, even when Elijah was in the tunnel and the Lord says he's going to send his glory by, you know, there's an earthquake and there's like a whirlwind and fire and all this noise and stuff. But the scripture said it wasn't in that. It's just in that still small voice. Quite often we're looking for something dramatic and we're missing the obvious. You know, think of Naaman the leper when the Lord, you know, he goes before Elijah to be healed, and he says, "Look, just go have a bath, dip yourself 7 times in the river." And he goes, "What? I thought you're going to lay your hands and do all this sort of stuff, and then there'll be this incredible miracle." And sometimes we think that's the only way God is going to talk to us in something dramatic. Sometimes if we are not listening and we're not positioned, sometimes God has to do that. You know, he calls us, "Hey, you, hey, Dennis, sometimes it's Dennis, whatever it is, Chris, and I'm Chris, sometimes a little tap on the shoulder, "Oh, sorry, God, are you talking?" Have you ever done that? If you've got kids that have headphones on and they're watching Netflix and you're talking to them and then they suddenly tell, "Oh, sorry, are you talking to me?" "Yes." And we're a little bit like that. We're just focused and we're not tuned in. Let's not have any headphones on. Let's be listening. Let's posture our life and say, "Lord, I want to hear your voice." If you haven't heard the voice of God lately, then my challenge to you is to do this. Is to go home. Whether you do it today, I don't know when you do it. Spend time and say, well, first of all today, orientate your life and say, "Lord, I want to have a posture where I say, Lord, speak because I'm listening." And if you haven't heard from God or you're not hearing from God, then pray, just say, get in your prayer closet and then just begin to pray in tongues and allow every other voice, whether it's the voice of emotion, whether it's the voice of mockers and what people have said about you or said to you or whatever it is that tries to bring you down. If it's your own doubt, think, "Oh, I don't know if I can hear from God, I don't know what." Just pray and just in that connection of the Spirit of God, allow those voices and everything else to go down. And I promise you that if you're in such a place, the Lord drops things into your heart. He does drop things into your heart. And he wants to do that because he wants to see this world turned around. You don't know, sometimes you think, I don't know how to approach or talk to my friends. I don't know how to deal with them in the situation. Well, then find the plan. God's got a plan. He doesn't always show you the whole plan, but he'll show you part of the plan. He'll show you the next step. He might give a word in your life. You give a word of knowledge and you speak that over someone. Wow, man, God showed you that. So let's position ourselves. Maybe you need to go and take time and spend time just praying in the Spirit and just seeing everything else. Just go down and say, Lord, well, here I am. Give me that fresh word. Lord, give me that. Because that you have that word, the fire will be so strong in your life. It doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter what anyone says. It doesn't matter what happens, what goes on around you. That fire will burn. So let's stand. I want to pray for us this morning. I want to pray that we have a heart that is positioned in such a way this day. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all of us, Lord, who have given our life to Jesus Christ, Lord, have made that commitment, Lord, to come into your kingdom, Lord, to be your child. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're a father, Lord, who doesn't ignore his children. You don't shun your children, Lord. You're not too busy. You're not disinterested. But, Lord, you're a good father who loves us, Lord, and is talking to us by your Spirit. And Father, I pray, Lord, that every person here this day that knows you, Lord, will say, now, on this day, I'm going to say, Lord, I'm going to position my life. I'm going to have that posture, Lord, that says, speak, Lord, because I'm listening. And Father, that we're ones who hear the voice of God, Lord, and we respond accordingly, Lord. We walk in obedience to what you've said to us, Father. And Lord, I pray for those, Lord, that just think, I just can't hear from God, Lord. I pray, Lord, as they come, Lord, in such a way, Lord, as they're praying in the Spirit, Lord, is allowing every other voice just to go down, Lord, that they just hear from you. Lord, whether it's just a gentle word of reassurance, Lord, whether it's just a word of comfort, Lord, whether it's a word of direction about this is what I want you to do in this situation. That's what I want you to say. Father, whatever it is, Lord, that we hear your voice. And Father, I pray, Lord, that every one of us, Lord, will have such a fire because, Lord, we're those, Lord, that we're not full of everything else, Lord, but we're full of you. And Lord, we hear your voice, Lord, because your servants, Lord, we know what you're saying. And Lord, we're your sheep, Lord, and we know your voice. So Father, I just pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer this morning, if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, we'd love to pray with you today. Give your life to Christ. Need other areas of prayer, I'd love to pray with you. I'd just be down here at the front. But let's just worship the Lord and maybe even